Today on the Stock Hypers, you have Brian and Danny talking at you about their stock moves. They are two amateur investors, and they're going to tell you their trades right now. Hello and welcome to your favorite stock show. It's the Stock Hypers. You got Brian and Danny. How are you doing, Danny? How's your portfolio?
It's doing good, Brian. It's been a good year. Apparently not as good as your year from what you have the...
I've been texting Danny every day for the last 5 days.
You've been nailing it, Brian. We need to hear their trades going. These are fascinating too, by the way. Congratulations on all the success. Okay, give it to us, baby. Let's do it.
All right, so today was a bad day, but we'll get into that. First of all, the Trump SPAC, which you've been so fond of, right? That's saying
funnier than hell, and that's what capitalism is all about, dude. That's how I get it.
So the lord of the manor, Donald Trump, he had his SPAC for Truth Social, a company that doesn't make any money.
It makes $3 million and loses $45 million. So do the math.
Danny.
With no growth, zero growth.
Right. Okay. So everybody who's on everybody that will be on Truth Social is on there now, and it's not going to do very well. But gotta love Wall Street. Wall Street turned this SPAC into
a money spigot.
Oh, it's, yeah, I guess so. Brian. For this guy. For this guy, I think. Well, for me as well.
For you, Brian. Come on.
I'm sure a lot of people have been riding this. So they turned this into the DT. What is it?
DJT.
DJT. Yes.
Yes.
That is the symbol for this Donald Trump spectacular.
Meme stock. It's a meme stock. Whatever. Hey, all these meme stocks is not based on fundamentals. So
no, there's no fundamentals in this, which has been super fun. So I love when this kind of stuff happens. I search it out and I'm so excited. So Friday, I bought shares, wake up Monday morning, and these things are up like, I don't know, 12%, 11%. It was a lot for just over the weekend, right?
And this is the IPO was yesterday, yes. Which was Tuesday, the 26th, correct?
Right.
So you're doing this on Friday,
I'm doing this on Friday. Monday that happens, the stock's up. I'm all happy. I'm like, well, that was a nice little ride. I sell it. And as the day goes on, I'm watching this thing go up. And I'm listening to the news and I'm looking at Reddit and everybody's excited about this because it's going to switch over. All it's doing is changing its name and becoming, you know, they voted on it that it's going to change its name and become this thing, right? Great. So then I buy calls and I buy like in the money calls basically to end on Thursday because this is a shortened week. So just 4 days. I'm like, these are super risky.
So Brian, you were buying this on Monday, is that correct?
I bought it Monday afternoon.
So Monday's when the action started. Okay.
Yes. So then these things like double on Tuesday. I sell it. I take it for another ride that afternoon. I'm like, this thing's going nuts. And so I do another call and I sell that before the end of the day. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, this is insane. So Tuesday, this
Wait, Brian, how much money were you making on those trades? Well, your percentage was like 50%, wasn't
it? Yeah, 50%. One of them, I think, was 60%.
An hour?
Yeah, it's like almost instantly. It's just insane,
oh,
right?
Shit.
You just can't miss with this, right? So then I do miss. So today is Wednesday. So Tuesday night, I'm like, this thing's ending. I mean, it's like $72. So I buy a put on this thing at $60.
For how long a time frame?
Well, once again, short term because I don't want to spend the cost of these calls are outrageously expensive because of the volatility and everybody jumping in. So there's no cheap calls here. And
so there's no sense doing a long term put on that. It's just too expensive.
It was too expensive for the risk, I thought.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. I bought the call and I bought the put at $60. This thing's like 72. Well, pretty much drops down pretty low towards the end of the day, close to being in the money. I end up missing selling it at the end of the day because the clock's ticking. I'm actually working. I'm doing stuff. And lo and behold, the day's over and I miss selling it. So then I wake up this morning. I'm like, oh, damn, this thing's still going up. And I just got out of there because I'm like, well, my put's just going to demolish and become zero on Thursday. So I sold it for a loss of 40%.
But the first two, you doubled your money almost twice, right?
Overall, this thing was a big winner from the buying of the stock and selling it. That was the most dollars because I was betting the most dollars at that.
So you originally actually had the stock as just a classic buy, sell the stock. And then the rest were options. Is that right?
Yeah, so now I feel like I'm gonna vote for this guy because I should just. See, what do you think, Danny? Is this a reason to vote for Donald Trump because he made me a bunch of
Well,
money?
you double your money within 10 minutes is
All
quite
I can say is
compelling.
Biden has not had any public company make me money.
It's coming, dude.
And does that,
It's coming.
I think that's how I'm gonna judge the next,
What is
20
his
presidential elections until I
wait, what's his
retire.
nickname? Darkbrandon.com, or that'll be the
Right.
DB will be the stock coming. Is this, hey, whatever makes the money. So which other ones did you have going? But you did others on these, Brian. Is
Yeah,
that
so I did one of I did some trades. I traded pretty quickly in like a day. Your favorite, or one that you told all us about that people need to watch, is that SoundHound.
That's
I got
right.
into that, bought some I bought shares, and that went up, sold them. CuriosityStream as well, bought that, sold them. This is all last week. Reddit, I got into the
Wait,
Reddit
okay,
IPO.
Brian, hold on. Before you do the Reddit one, did you get on to 30% plus for CuriosityStream?
Was it 30%?
Yeah, it's like
I think it
35%
was,
today.
yeah. No, I didn't buy a lot of that. I just
Okay,
bought, I mean,
victory's a
it's a
victory.
penny stock at this point, but
Right.
I bought it at 80 and sold it at 89 or something like
Okay,
that.
that's 10%. And it's a
Yeah.
short-term buy, correct?
Very short term. Yeah. That was like
You've been
probably
nailing this
one
stuff. You're
day.
definitely more than your 2% a day, right?
Oh,
No
yeah.
question.
Oh, yeah. It's
Okay, so
been
you
doing
cleaned up
really
in
good.
Trump. Trump did well.
Trump did well. Yeah.
AI did well.
Oh,
Curiosity.
and Danny.
Let's hear it.
You know I'm a Bitcoin bro, right?
You are a Bitcoin bro. You're the ultimate Bitcoin bro. Okay, let's hear this one.
I've been in and out of Bitcoin. I did buy a decent amount at like $67,000, and it went up to 70 something. I sold it at 70,000, and so
And
I made a nice
this is
little
last week,
chunk.
right?
Yeah.
Shit, so you've this last week has been phenomenal for you, right?
Phenomenal, yeah. Other than I busted out of the Trump thing. I think I didn't do good on the Tesla. I took some lumps on that Tesla, what did I the
Accelerated thing,
bull
right?
bear, Tesla ETF,
Where it's one and a
not
half
stock.
times, correct?
Yeah, 1.5 times. But that wasn't that hurtful. I just didn't win on that trade. So
Okay,
it's
so
been
let's
really
cap it off.
good, Danny. I'm really excited about the next week.
Shit, I'll bet you are. You're in a hot
Yeah.
streak, dude. Okay, tell us, finish up with a Reddit thing, dude.
Oh yeah, so Reddit. So Reddit becomes public. I think it was last week, right?
Yeah.
Last week. And so in my SoFi account and my Robinhood account, I wanted to get, I think it was like 25 shares, maybe it was a little more than the SoFi one. And in
And this
each,
is at IPO you had to
this
apply
is the
for.
IPO. So you get an opportunity, you tell them how many shares that you want allocated, and then you just go into a pool and you get what you get and you don't talk back. Well, at $34, I thought, well, I'd like to try this. This would be very interesting. And I got one share in SoFi. I got one share in Robinhood. And sure enough, that thing just rocketed up and has stayed up. So,
That might actually stay up, Brian. This is
yeah, good for Reddit. I mean, that's really good. I mean, they've got a long way to go to be profitable, but if they have their sights on that and people got in at $34, I wish I had more shares. That's all. I wish I could have
Okay.
participated in a bigger way.
Let me jump in there on that one, Brian. Okay, so let's swing that back to someone like me who's just not into day trading, is too scared. Let's call it what it is. I admit it. Reddit long term, dude. If you look at the numbers on Reddit, let's just look at the standard, how many people go to the website. It's like in any metric, they're all over the place, right? All over the place. There's different metrics they use. It's in the top five, top 10 on Earth, right? Widely used. What do you think about that long term? Because if you look at the other ones in the category, Meta, Google, et cetera, all of those, they're much, much higher valued. They're in the hundreds of billions, where Reddit's at 9 billion. What do you think of this as a bumpy ride, but a long term one, Brian?
I would say I would vote for this one more than I would Snap. I think
Yes.
what they're going to probably excel at is they're going to sell ads, as all these social media platforms do, to make money. But their data mining, and if they can sell that, I think that's probably where the revenue
And
is.
all of the above, it's, if you have that many, if you have hundreds of millions of users a month, I just don't understand why they just don't hire Meta to do their advertising. Give them a cut, just have them do it.
Here, I did an
What a scam.
experiment. I don't know if we want to talk about this, but I decided to advertise.
Brian, please do, because
Okay.
I'm really thinking Reddit could be, I've been on a good streak with the stocks I buy.
Yeah.
I really think I've kind of slept on the value of Reddit, right?
So So
So
my,
go into
so
what
with
you bought
their
the saving
business model,
advertised.
the way I could test it to see if it was I that there was a good business model was the advertising part of it, right? So I signed up to run ads on Reddit, and I just was going to
This on
do.
what this is for one of your companies, right?
No, this is for my book, right? So I wrote a
Okay.
book about pirates, Pirates of the Wild West. Here's a little commercial for it.
Right.
Pirates of the Wild West is a kind of a time travel fiction book, right? Pirates in the 1700s, time traveling into the future of the 1800s, right? Pirates of the Wild West. That's where it comes. I sell it on Amazon and other places, and I
And
run
by the way,
Facebook
it's
ads.
huge in Britain, right? Didn't it ex
Yeah, it did
Britain's a
really well
big
in Britain, still does. So I run ads on Facebook and I run ads on Amazon. And so I thought, well, maybe this is a good spot for Reddit because as it turns out, there's several Reddit groups
subreddit.
that or subreddits that are about pirates like piracy and also the Golden Age of Pirates, Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought I can pick those groups or those things that those in interest level and I can advertise to them. So I gave it a try. I was going to spend $100. Reddit was going to give me another $100 if I spent it all to use against ads. I
Is
ran it
this
for
really,
like,
Brian, I'm sorry, jumping in. Is this the introductory thing they're doing for first-time advertisers,
yeah,
Reddit?
first time
This, these are
advertisers. They
different.
all do
Okay.
that. Google does that. Well, that's
All
fine.
right. So they're
It's
pretty
pretty
standard.
standard,
Okay.
right? It's not like they're adding something special. So I did it for like 5 days and it was telling me that people were clicking on the ad at a big rate. I'm seeing the bill for it, but I've got it going to my website first so that I could track it.
Get
So
a
I sent it
right.
to Amazon, I can't see it. But I wanted to send it to the website where they could decide, do I want a Kindle? Do I want a hardback? Do I want an autograph copy? I didn't see that traffic from Reddit at all. They were like, oh, you got 40 clicks. Oh, you got, each day. And I'm like, okay, I see, three or four people from Reddit coming over to my website.
Brian,
I see something's
let
a
me jump in
little.
there for a reference point for someone, because your experience with using all these for your various companies, so you have a lot of experiences, Amazon, advertisers through Facebook, et cetera. How does that compare with Facebook? If Reddit says you got X amount of views, but it didn't seem that way, if Facebook, Instagram, Meta, whatever, are they more accurate? Do you
Oh,
know what I'm saying?
completely accurate. Yes.
Okay.
And that's not even like you can put into Facebook ads, you can use a pixel, which is a line of code that helps track what
Sure.
people are doing
Right.
on your
Right.
website.
Right.
And you could probably do that with Reddit as well, I'm assuming. I didn't go too deep into it. I just wanted to see what would happen. But even without a pixel, Facebook, you get a click there, you see it in your metrics for your website.
Those
Not
guys are pretty
Reddit.
accurate. So if they say that, you can see it and verify it, where Reddit didn't.
And so then I went in to try to find out why that was happening. I contacted them. I didn't get any resolution. They didn't give me any indication that they knew what they were doing as well on how it was working. So the customer service wasn't great. The results were horrible, and I just stopped it after spending. I think I was only like spending like $6 a day was
To
my
start
limit.
out, of course, to
But I was
do it.
like, this
And
is not going anywhere. This is not doing anything.
so
So,
compared to the big guys, which would be Amazon and Meta, it's was did not hold up.
long way to go. So the upside to that is there's so much more improvement that could happen because somebody
Okay.
like me, if it's working in any way, shape, or form, if I'm just delivering traffic to my website, which is what my goal is for the most part, whether they buy or not, if I can collect some data for those people, I'm going to spend the money. So if they can make improvements, this model could be much bigger than it is at the moment.
Okay, let me jump in there then. Why isn't it up to speed? Fuck, it's a 20-year-old company. I
Yeah, because
mean,
they don't. I'm
no.
hoping from this, they're going to have a lot of money to kind of build out these systems.
Okay, but they could have easily borrowed some money a few months ago and fixed this. We all knew it was coming. They got to raise it, Brian. There's a million ways they could have got money for Reddit. When you're getting hundreds of millions of repeat viewers a month, a day, you're going to get money. That is concerning to me that a company who's built on advertising, because all of these are advertising, whether it's a network, a radio, a website, whatever
Yeah,
it is, Brian,
it's
advertising is
ads.
the model. It's a great one. Google's proven that. Amazon has gotten into it. Etsy's gotten into advertising. I don't understand how it would not be top-notch. It's not like they can't afford it. They can get the best people at it. They can hire away people. I don't understand how Reddit doesn't have their shit together on that. That's concerning to me.
They don't have their shit
It's
together,
going to burn
but
you because
there's a lot of room to grow up. which is, I think, when you're buying an IPO, maybe that's what you're looking at. There's so much room for them to improve from a stock price perspective. If the valuation is correct on the company at the moment, the improvement that can come across in 3 or 4 or 5 years for a long-term investor like you, it could be worth it. You're trusting that this guy knows how to run the company and hire good people, but I mean, that's with every company,
Yeah,
right?
the CEO's been there for a while. It's just I'm always nervous as companies this far along, this well resourced. If it's an upstart or a smaller company, I get it, dude. No problem, right?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how something like that, when your revenue is advertising, that should be number one focus. And it's growing. The Reddit is still growing quite a bit. It's said incredible. The last year for growth has been staggering. So I just wonder if you can't, after 20 years, Ryan, come on, this is simple shit. I
Yeah,
mean,
well,
metrics
maybe
are.
it'll be AI helping them solve these problems. Maybe this
God.
will just put, first of all, it lights a fire under them to do more with their advertising, right? Now they're a public company. This guy, this CEO, is now beholden to all of these investors, and they're not going to stand for things like this. It's going to be fixed. That's what I think. I think it's a
Okay.
good buy, Danny. I honestly think, I'm
You're
use
hyping
Reddit
it?
more than I used to in the past. I
Oh, it's
think that
very useful. Yeah. It's here to stay clearly. It's a great niche. It's a great site. It seems fairly simple for how those big sites go. This is why, again, I don't understand how they don't have the best people on earth on that. So, Brian, at this price, it is right now, it's settled at $55. It went public at 34. It peaked up at 70, and now it's at 55. So let's just call it a little bit less than after the first day. It was like in the mid 40s. Now it's mid 50s. It peaked briefly at 70. So you figure it's kind of leveling off, I guess. Do you think now is a good time to start making little buys on that? Because I like to buy it, which I got from you, a little bit X over a course of a few weeks, maybe a few months, because I'm going to outsmart myself. What do you think?
I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities over this year to buy it at a cheaper price. I honestly think that, because I think the first quarter that that guy has to get up and talk and try to sell the valuation that it's going to be at, or that it's at the moment, that could be the problem. That could be kind of like how when Robinhood came out and their first
Yeah, it's in the bubble, so that was
quarter.
kind of weird. Robinhood, by the way, the last year has been kicking ass. That stock has been killing it for me lately. Are
Oh
you
yes,
holding
that's
that?
so true. Robinhood's got
Oh,
went had a great day today because they
credit
just
card.
announced, did you get all the
Oh yeah.
notices for their credit card?
Wait, you gotta tell that I was special. What the hell? I thought I was
Oh,
already
Danny, I'm
special.
sorry to spoil that for you. I got it too. I think it's all the gold members, or did you get, are you a gold member?
Well, I got the gold offer, Brian.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't roll with a silver and bronze crowd, bro. Come on.
I should know
Gold
that about you,
medal.
Danny.
Okay, so you're gonna hype this, but a hype on hold. Hype it for later.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to jump in here. For the long term, I think there's, I think there's going to be a lot more opportunities to buy Reddit at a cheaper
It's dropped
price.
16 today, 11, then about 5 after hours. So it's coming back down. This is a hard one. It's, man, it's like flying a kite in a
I'd
windstorm.
watch it, Dana. I would watch it. I'd wait for the first,
I will
quarterly
do that.
report and their conference, and then decide if you think that this has some, some future to it to grow.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you ever consider right now, because you're Mr. Gambler guy, would you ever do options on this thing, Brian? Well,
Well,
okay, what would you do if you had to buy an option? Would you call or a put? How would you do this if you had to? And long term, short term?
I would probably play calls on this. I think, yeah, I think I would do calls on this. You can't do option at the moment. It takes a while for the options to be available on newer IPOs.
So you would do a call, but long term? And long term would be how long, or how long would you if it's not long term
A long term,
for you? I know it's like
I
10
do a
minutes, you're
long
having a
term out of
stroke
the
if you
money
don't sell it.
call, and it would probably be at least 6 months, if not, I mean, probably the best one would be like a year. Give it like 4 quarters.
And you think it's going to go up in 4 quarters?
Yeah, I
That's,
think so.
yeah, it's tricky to buy it. No, I'm thinking of this one a lot because man, it
I'm
just
pretty
gets
sure
so
you can't
many
do, yeah,
eyeballs.
you can't do options on Reddit at the moment. I think it usually is like a month or so after the stock is
So you
IPO'd that you can they start
okay.
options.
So that's some dust settled, but okay. Well, I'm not gonna do that anyway, so that's out of my thing. So that's something that
Danny,
you might add. Go ahead.
speaking of Bitcoin as we were, Did you see today that Sam Bankman-Fried is going to be learning how much prison time he's going to have? Take a guess at what the prosecutors have
They're
requested.
looking like, no, they're like 40 years. They're not fucking
They're
around.
not messing around.
But Brian,
40 years.
when you don't settle and you take them to court,
Yeah.
this is
This is the
Elizabeth
risk
Holmes found it out.
you're
Dude, you're
rolling the
rolling the
dice.
dice. Remember those guys with the UCLA scandal where the movie stars, was it Felicity Huffman? They fought it. They went to jail. Settle
Yeah.
that shit. They've got you cold on these things. It's called a money trail. There's no options. Dude, you're gonna lose this one. Get a haircut, tuck your shirt in, and
You know
tell
what
them
the worst
sorry.
thing about this though, Danny, for this guy? If this stuff didn't
I
happen,
know. He would
what?
have paid back. Yeah.
Yeah, would have paid back. He'd be
But he,
Bitcoin has
yeah.
gone up so much, he wouldn't be in these problems right now. This is a timing issue for this poor guy. I don't, okay,
Whoa.
hold on a
Okay.
second. Yeah,
Hold
he's
on.
a crook. I get you. I know.
Okay.
He's a
He
complete,
was, dude, he was doing,
yeah, he's
you don't
completely
do that with
dirty.
people's money. So I have zero sympathy for him.
No
Live at
sympathy.
large
I
and not
got it.
large enough.
But
Yeah.
just imagine though,
Right.
if it didn't happen, I mean, it just wouldn't
Right.
be happening at the moment for him.
But on the flip side, he would have kept doing funky shit like that, dude. And there's no way that's what he was doing.
He'd still be sitting on the chair at CNBC talking his book.
You mean future billionaire? Is he or is he not? Brian, just answer. Is he the next Warren Buffett? It's a Forbes course. Get on Forbes under 30, you're going to prison. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's a shame. I just
I
saw
think he's
Mark.
going to be in
No.
prison till he's Warren Buffett's age.
Yeah. He's looking for 4 years because people didn't lose that much money, but I don't know. I just think when you do that shit, you're just okay. We gave you an option, dude. You could have done 5 years. We handed it to you. You turned it down. You fought it. This is what you get. So I just saw where Amazon bought. Now they're up to $4 billion for Anthropic. So I
I
guess you
saw
get
that. That's great.
that is crazy. I'm AI'd out with everything in their brother's AI, but I do see the value of it. But enough with that shit. Everything you go is AI now. So.
It's a trend, huh, Dan?
Okay, yeah, but speaking of the trend, let me tell you, Brian,
Yeah.
about another stock we've not had a chance to talk with. I don't think I've even mentioned it yet.
Okay.
This one is called Airship AI, speaking of that. Have you heard
Airship.
of it? Airship.ai is a website. It's mostly business to business. Okay.
Okay.
What they do is they do a lot of, they're in security. So let's read their thing. Highly
Okay.
secure and infinitely scalable video data and sensor management platform that operates whatever you do and how you do it. Okay. So what this is basically, it's for law enforcement, is a lot of video surveillance stuff. Okay.
Okay.
This has been
That
around.
scares me, Danny. The video surveillance scares me.
Well, is it a growing market?
I'm sure it is,
Right.
but still, I'm a little worried about that
Right.
type of spying.
So these guys kind of came out as a SPAC, and it looked like it turned in December 11. It plummeted to 141. Okay, so we get a little
Okay.
bit of history here. Okay,
Yeah.
right now it's at 770. Okay, market cap is 174 million. Small company.
Yeah.
Okay, so the December 15th, they're $11. You go into February, it's down to $1.41. Okay. Middle of March, it went to 10.75. Is right, of course, when I was starting to follow it. Now it's down to 7.70. So it's had a real wild ride.
Yeah.
Okay, basically. Okay, so good fundamentals, growing. It's AI. I kind of look at like a like the SoundHound was made sense, right? The company that you trade, that company makes sense, right?
Okay.
So my thing is, what do you think about that, Brian?
Well,
As a long-term company, Airship AI.
Airship AI. So if you're a fan of Paul Allen,
Which I am here on the Portland Trailblazers, by the way.
yeah.
So yes, I am.
And so if you're a fan of Paul Allen, he's the president of this company. So,
Paul Allen's in heaven, dude. He passed away. So it's the wrong Paul Allen, by the way.
oh, is it really?
Yeah,
Oh,
sorry, I had a
okay.
research guy
That guy
GPS.
died. Oh
Yes, I had to
no.
lead you to that. Sorry, dude. I saw that.
Oh, just reading
Different
about it.
Paul Allen, right?
Oh, Danny, that's so sad.
Yes, sad.
Now I feel bad that Paul Allen died.
You don't remember that, dude? His
I don't
company.
remember that. Did he
He
really?
owns the Portland Trailblazers, which, of course, in the great state of Oregon, now his sister
Oh.
runs it, and he owns the Seattle Seahawks. Trivia fact.
Oh.
He actually did a company you might have heard of called Microsoft.
Yes, of course.
The two
Okay.
luckiest guys on Earth, dude, is Ballmer and Steve Allen. Or,
Right. Steve Allen.
Steve, right, pardon me, I'm butchering him. So, okay, before we desert his legacy, Airship
Oh.
Holdings. Okay,
Okay,
it's
so
confirmed.
this Paul Allen is running this company, and
It doesn't do
It's
much. It's a
interesting. They've just
small
got a couple
company.
government contracts, not even just U.S. contracts, but Singapore,
Right.
doing border and security, safety, deployments. That's
Boring,
interesting.
boring as hell businesses,
Yeah.
booming business because
Okay.
everybody's surveillance is going to do nothing but grow, right?
Danny's on
Lend
my
more
watch
together.
list.
Yeah. What do you think of that as a long-termer, Brian?
Well, I don't know about
Everyone's
long
AI,
term,
so
but
I'm
this is an
ignoring it.
interesting training vehicle for me. It's,
Very.
yeah.
That's the other half of my equation. But let's get it back to me is where it rightly should be at all times.
Yeah, okay.
Long-term people like me, Brian, that don't do the day trading stuff.
Yeah, I think this had a very U-shaped gap in their
Correct.
chart
Correct. Slight
starting in
weighted to buy.
2023, and it had been very steady. What was that,
I think
around
it was a
10
SPAC,
bucks?
maybe waiting to turn. I
Yeah.
haven't done that much thing. I just want to look at the stock first market cap, but now it's 200 million. Excuse me. It doesn't make money. Just the last revenues to date in 21, it made 13 million, but lost 5. 22, it made 14 million, but only lost half a million. So it's going the right direction. Good growth, getting more profitable. I love this business, Brian, because it's a growing business. This is
Yeah.
a small company, small revenues. Right. So I
Right.
wonder if the cart's ahead of the horse on this one, but are you gonna hype this or hate it for me? Or is it?
I'm gonna hyped it because the CEO, Paul Allen, I thought he was dead, and now I heard, learned that he's alive. So I'm real happy about the whole
So this is
situation.
like an omen, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
Okay.
yeah.
It's like you have a big decision and you see something that triggers it.
I
Okay.
don't like companies that have dead CEOs. It's usually a bad idea to go with a company that the CEO is dead.
I'm gonna agree with you on that one,
So
yes.
I'm going to
Okay.
hype this on that aspect alone,
Should I
Danny.
start buying now or should I wait? Look at that U shape. You are the king of this, Brian.
I know, right? Yeah, I think that
Hold tight for a bit.
I think you're probably pretty safe buying it next week. I'd wait till after the shortened week and see what it does on the last day of this quarter, right? And see where the market goes. It could just be a lot of market fluctuations. This thing was down today like 11 or 12%. So
No, I've been watching it
something's
right
going on.
before.
I'd rather wait to see where it like lands.
Okay, so you're gonna say both for Reddit and Airship Value, you like them, but hold tight for a little bit. It would be your thing,
Yeah.
correct? For long-termers. But this is something, both of those are good trading vehicles for you, I assume, as well, right?
Yeah, I think so. I like it.
Okay, so those are my stocks come up. Let me just briefly go over the portfolio, which I've been good on lately. I'm
Tell
a
me,
gold
how have
mine
you been
recent
doing?
ones. I have
You're
been
talking
good.
about all of my crazy rides. What's
Yep.
going on with Danny's?
Well, year to date, I'm up about almost 11%. So I'm happy about that. We're,
Great
a quarter of the way
job.
through, I take that. My
Beating the market,
recent,
by the way.
yeah. So my recent buys I'm going to do over is Duolingo, right? I bought a lot of that. This is over time. I'm up 47%. Meta, Brian, 65%. I'm up. These are
Wow.
all within months, all within two to
Yeah,
six months,
all within
okay?
like yeah, the last couple quarters.
The Similarweb, which I should have learned a lesson, stuck with my gut, is up 18%. I could have been up a lot more, but I waited and hesitated. I know I've complained about that before, but I'm up 18%. Similarweb. Disney is probably my biggest surprise because I took this as something that would beat the Nasdaq. I'm up, Brian, 42% of that since I think September.
Oh wow, Danny.
Disney, isn't
Disney's
that
been doing
crazy?
good, right? Even though they've had the issues
The
with
stock has been doing good,
yeah.
and they're in the middle of that. I don't think that who's that guy, Peltz? I don't think guys like
Yeah.
that really matter.
Nelson Peltz or
Shit.
something.
Gives a shit. I'd be with Bob Iger. I wouldn't bend to that guy.
I think they're going to end up giving him a board seat,
Oh, fuck
but I
him.
think that's about
Why?
it.
Fuck him. Give it to George Lucas. He has more stock. No, I'm disagree with that clown. You don't mess with the mouse, babies. I'm telling you. Okay,
Okay.
Disney 42%. My thing, which you have ridiculed me, SharkNinja, which is on the verge of
Oh,
becoming a
good Lord.
consumer electronics powerhouse. Now,
Yeah.
you know me. I don't say hyperbolic words like powerhouse
I
very
do need a
often.
new vacuum, Danny. Do you have like a
Well,
coupon
I
code or
think
something? You seem
SharkNinja.
very bullish on them.
Because I'm up 22% in a matter of weeks.
Oh, I didn't know you
How
owned
much?
this thing. Did you own it?
Weeks.
You bought this?
22%, baby.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I put my
See, I
fear.
would just, it would be my vacuum money if I would have bought it, just like you did, huh?
Are we doing a routine here? Are we in Vegas? Or are we talking about stocks? Okay. Now we're going to kind of go to the downside.
Okay.
We have, of course, what should have been a powerhouse is Palo Alto Networks. I'm down about 5%. I bought them after a drop. That's a very long-term cybersecurity. I love it.
Okay.
One of my favorite stocks we talked about was I bought with my heart, not my head, and I'm still fine because it's my smallest holding, is Lunar, which is the people that landed on the moon recently.
Yeah.
Intuitive machines, I love those
It had a
guys.
little stumble on the moon. I don't know if you can call that. I guess they landed, but it was,
They
they landed
landed, they
and then they kind of
broadcast, it
fell
went
over
sideways. You're
sideways.
right. The first private aircraft to ever land on the moon successfully, the first team of America in 50 years. They're clowns. Okay, got it, Brian. I would easy on the
Well, now
standard
you're
team.
talking like people really did go to the moon. Like, I'm not sure about that anymore.
You saying it's fake?
Yeah, I mean,
Okay, I'm gonna have to jump in there. You know, Hyper Hate Capricorn 1, the 70s movie with O.J. Simpson, where they fake going to Mars and got
where they
caught.
fake the moon landing.
Josh is bro, no, Josh Brolin, whatever is Brolin. I'm gonna do this by memory. O.J.
All right,
Simpson.
well, I look, I met
Wait.
Buzz Aldrin and he was a complete asshole to
Yeah,
me,
I remember that to this
right?
day.
And he really, really, really didn't
Yeah,
like
you told me
me.
the story. He was an
Yeah,
asshole. It,
he was an asshole.
unfortunately, I'm
So
just
I'm
glad
not
it
saying he
wasn't.
didn't go land on the moon just to piss
Right.
him off.
Yeah, I would say that. And I'm a Neil Armstrong guy. By the way, I got a autograph from Neil Armstrong at a Kmart opening in the 70s in Clackamas County, Oregon.
No way.
And we had these little, me and my four siblings walked down there. We had a little popcorn bag, those old paper ones. We ripped a thing off and he signed it in the back. He used the back of my brother Sean to sign it. I was
Is that
happy as
still in the
hell.
family? You still have that
I
thing?
fuck that. Well, I would have sold it on eBay a long time ago. I don't have it, but I would have, either drank, smoked, or snorted that profit away, dude, back in the 80s, Chief. Who are we kidding? Okay. So, any case, side thing. So, we do like the moon landing shit, and we hope
Yeah.
they do well. The other one is Snowflake. I'm down 10%. Another buy after a fall.
Oh, Snowflake, for me too. Like, that was an earnings play that we talked about on the
Right.
show.
Palo Alto, I'm up 5%, not down much. If I said it. So,
Yeah.
the only ones I'm down on lately
Snowflake
that
and
I've gotten.
GitLab were the ones that I still have them. I decided not to sell. I'll just
No,
hold my
GitLab will come back. That and Pinterest has soured me on buying, on the
on
thing.
the
I performed
earnings.
so well with
Yeah.
all of the others. I did well. I probably still up, but no, the Pinterest, I got back into that. Another thing with Pinterest, they should be making more in advertising. I get being patient, Brian, but those guys, come on.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Meta, their metrics per viewer is insane how much they make. And these guys are just a sliver per person. I don't get that. Pinterest has at least an equally valuable demographic, right? Reddit might be questionable. Younger people don't have as much money, but I mean, vape companies can advertise on Reddit. I don't get it. So
Yeah, it's
anyway.
not even a Coke and Pepsi for these social media. I mean,
No.
you have
The
the
clinic,
Meta
Brian.
and you have TikTok, and then there's everyone else way down
Yeah.
below.
Yeah, those are some well-run companies. Okay, before we go, Brian, let me ask you a question. Will TikTok be made to be divested? Now we know politicians talk a big game. Both of them use it, right? Will they make TikTok sell in some form or another? Will there be different owners of TikTok by year's end?
I don't think so.
I
If
don't
I did,
either.
I would just buy Meta again and just hold it, thinking that they'll, capture all of that for Instagram. No, I don't think they're going to do it.
Will they go public by the end of 2025? Hyper hate.
I'm going to hype that.
Me too. So 24, they stay. 25, they, man, that's going to be a big one. They cash out. Okay, Brian, what is the name of your book one more time, which is fantastic, by the
Thank
way?
you, Danny. Thank you for this plug. It is Pirates of the Wild West. It is a very interesting, fun pirate adventure. You will love
Time
it.
travel, love it. Brian, I don't know if I'm going to spill the beans. Is there any chance of a second book because you had success with this? Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I am in the middle. I am not in the middle, I guess. I'm in the first
Early.
third of it. I'm on the seventh chapter at the moment for the
And
book.
you don't want to say what this plot is, but I loved it, by the way,
You
even
did.
better.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank
This
you.
is screaming for a series or a movie. Screaming, Brian.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yes.
Anyone out there, this
Netflix or
is
HBO. I'm
screaming.
hoping HBO. That would be the home I would love for it to
Would
have.
you want the big screen or do you want the limited 10 per 10 thing
Oh no,
series?
limited 10 to, oh yeah, I'd love the
You have
10.
to.
So
Yeah.
three books in total, 10 episodes per
Each.
season for
Yeah.
each book. That would be fantastic.
Right. Good
Make it
job on
happen,
that,
Danny.
Brian. I will do that. Okay. And the website is called what that you can see all the stuff on?
Oh, go to piratefanclub.com.
Piratefanclub.com. That
That
is
will
our
have all kinds of
whole
pirate stuff. If
promo.
you're a fan of pirates, go check that out. You can find the book there and other things for pirate fans.
Okay, that is our one and only promo. Please subscribe and like, and we are out.
We are out. Go make some money.